The Swiss bank UBS is working on bringing back wealthy customers scared off by the bank's dispute with the U.S. government. But last week, UBS and U.S. officials reached a settlement involving 52,000 of the bank's American customers. U.S. officials believe many are evading taxes. The investigation threatens Switzerland's legendary bank secrecy, but as NPR's Greg Allen reports, it looks like this deal will leave most of those accounts secret.
Going into the lawsuit, the U.S. had a strong case. UBS is Switzerland's largest bank, one that in recent years greatly expanded its U.S. presence. 2 years ago, the Justice Department began an investigation that found the company conspired to help wealthy Americans set up secret bank accounts that would help them evade paying taxes. In February, UBS reached an agreement with the U.S. government in which it admitted wrongdoing and agreed to pay a fine of $780 million. At the same time, it turned over to the U.S. information on a couple of hundred account holders whose names were discovered in the investigation. For the IRS and the Justice Department, that wasn't enough. The government filed a lawsuit seeking the names of all 52,000 American citizens and residents with secret UBS accounts. But on Friday, just before the case was to go to trial in Miami, at a photo op with the Swiss Foreign Minister, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton confirmed there was a settlement.
There has been an understanding between the Swiss government and our government over the ongoing litigation concerning UBS.
For months, U.S. officials insisted that they were going to trial and would settle for nothing less than full disclosure from UBS. Scott Michael, a partner with Kaplan and Drysdale, a Washington firm representing many UBS account holders, says what changed things was the involvement of the Swiss government. Switzerland places great value on its bank secrecy laws. The Swiss government said publicly that it would seize UBS records rather than allow the company to hand over secret account information to U.S. authorities. Michael says it gave UBS a great defense.
UBS would have gone to the judge and said, "Your Honor, there's nothing we can do. We don't have this information. The government has seized it from us." And in all likelihood, that might have ended the case.
Details of the settlement are still being negotiated. Reuters is reporting that U.S. officials are not seeking a fine, also that the settlement will require UBS to hand over the names of about 5,000 U.S. account holders, just 10% of what the government originally wanted.
I would like to have seen the 52,000 names.
Raymond Baker is the director of Global Financial Integrity, a Washington group that advocates for tougher international scrutiny of tax havens. He wanted to see the case go to trial. Settling for less than full disclosure from UBS, he believes, is a lost opportunity.
I would have liked to have seen Swiss bank secrecy as far as its dealings with the United States come to an end.
Even though any settlement is likely to be less than what the government was seeking, Reuven Aviyona, an international tax law expert at the University of Michigan, believes it's still a significant win for the U.S.
5,000 names is not such a small amount of names, and the main purpose of this whole affair is to act as a deterrent.
The Treasury Department is offering an amnesty program for Americans with secret accounts at UBS and other Swiss banks. D.C. Attorney Scott Michael says his firm has nearly 200 clients with UBS accounts who've already come forward under the program. With this settlement, many more UBS customers are now likely to do so. Michael says by agreeing to turn over the names of 5,000 possible tax evaders, UBS and Switzerland have set an important precedent that begins to lift the veil of Swiss banking secrecy.
I wouldn't be surprised if once this UBS deal is inked and the data starts flowing, if the United States then makes additional treaty requests along the same framework for customers of Credit Suisse or other financial institutions that are located in Switzerland but that have a footprint in the United States.
It's a precedent that may eventually be brought to bear on the Cayman Islands, Singapore, Liechtenstein, and many other nations that have been identified as international tax havens. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.